Canada's Waking Up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star Winner 2.5.
So we're talking about the strangest places you've slept. 280-1025.
Mm-hmm. Or at least where your eyes closed. I don't know how much you fell asleep, Ken, as alcohol kicked in and you were gone to the world.
I don't remember. I remember waking up in the cherry orchard.
What was that realization like?
I'm in the cherry orchard across the road.
Hey, at least you knew where you were. I mean, better to wake up and know exactly where you were.
It was a friend's parents' house. So I'd been there more than once. Like I said, it was a big bonfire party. Mm-hmm. And I had parked my car over by the cherry orchard across the road earlier. So I walked over there and climbed in, went to bed.
Sure.
See, no, I would be very panicked.
I didn't say it was a good move.
I know. I'd be worried there's like a killer, like the cherry chopper that roams the area.
Or bees. Jeez. You're lucky you're not getting attacked by bees. You got the doors open?
Uh-huh.
I did have the doors open. It was hot. I didn't want to leave the car running. So.
You were thinking.
See? It all makes sense, wouldn't you?
Very bright.
Play it out.
You had a plan.
I remember.
And I respect that.
His mom was like, because you could see it kind of from the door to the house, even though it was a little ways away. And I remember his mom going, well, I could see you in there, so I figured you were all right.
Right. I mean, you weren't half hanging out the door.
Right.
Okay. That's my story.
Yeah.
280-1025. All right. How about you?
There's actually a lottery held to sleep in this location, and it's the aquarium in the Omaha Zoo.
Oh, really? Huh.
So okay. You know, like the round part you walk through with all the fish going over your head?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, so you get to, there's actually a lottery held to go sleep there, and you bring your blow-up mattress, and I brought a little Bluetooth speaker, and I'm listening to Harry Connick Jr. as turtles and sharks are swimming over my head. It was the most relaxing sleep I had had in years.
Really?
It was crazy.
Okay.
It was amazing.
Wow.
But I don't know. I think you guys might be a little freaked out by it.
Well, between our earlier conversation about the water coming through the glass.
Yeah, that was. It took a few minutes to get that out of your brain.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But great night of sleep, says Travis. Okay. Thanks for
the. Yeah, I mean, it's very relaxing. You've got fishes sleeping on your head.
Okay. Thanks, Travis. You have a good day. Bye. All right, Dave, where?
I slept downtown Seattle on the sidewalk, but in the doorway of Nordstrom's.
Okay. Was this for a class project, or were you on very hard times?
I was on very hard times. I just didn't have a place to sleep, and I was so tired. So I said, forget it. I'm just going to lay down.
So did anybody come up to you, like police or anything?
No, nobody woke me up. And the funny part is, the most uncomfortable part about it was when I woke up the next morning, everybody's walking by me going to work.
Right. Like, life was just passing you by.
Like, there's nothing strange about it at all. Yeah.
Well, it was strange.
Well, yeah.
No, wait.
No, I get it was strange. Yeah. Apparently those around you didn't, though. Okay. All right. Thanks, Dave. You have a good one. Take care. Bye. Where did you sleep, Mike?
I was a weekend tech working at a small hospital in southern Iowa, and they had me sleeping in the mammo room.
What? The mammogram room?
Yep.
Wow.
Because they didn't do them on weekends, of course, but it was just kind of weird. They gave me an air mattress that says, oh, here's where you get to sleep. I'm thinking, oh, that's kind of odd.
What did you dream about?
Old ladies, mostly.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Topical, like an ointment. Star 102.5.